Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Welcome to CKUT, to the Montreal Sessions, or in this iteration, the Swanee Sessions. This is Penny Patterson, and I am joined in studio today with Kiva Stimac.
Hey, hey.
Louise Burns.
This is I.
And Alex Moskis.
Hello, hello.
Four humans live on the air together.
I know, it's
the
crazy.
First time in a while. So we're going to be talking about the upcoming Swanee Festival, which is celebrating its 22nd year. And we're going to be talking about some of the history and how the music festival has evolved over time. And we're going to be featuring a lot of the music that you can watch and see over the next month. It starts from June 3rd and goes to the 26th. And there's
29.
All months long, all June long. And there's also some workshops and other things. So we'll be your guide to navigating the festival. And I thought it would be a good place to start to just touch back, because we're going into the 22nd year, about the history. So maybe, Kiva, you want to talk about what was the initial idea around the festival?
To be honest, we had just taken over the CASA and me and my partner Morrow at the time, and we had gone from, you know, just getting out of university. We're 27, 28 years old, and we had worked, I guess, jobs in labor. I was cleaning houses, and Morrow was working in a nursery, and we were trying to think of another way to just live in this world. And we heard from Jordy Rosen, who's an accordion player and singer with a beautiful, beautiful soul, tarot reader as well, that the artist show, which was like a speakeasy in this storefront on Saint Laurent, the guy who was running it had taken off. I don't know. There might have been some drugs involved. I don't know, actually.
I think there were some didgeridoos as well.
Oh, yes. Drugs and didgeridoos.
And beer in latte bowls.
And a lot of tinfoil in the basement. Like, the whole thing, floor to ceiling, was wallpapered in tinfoil by Bendy Wendy.
Oh, wow.
I remember that.
But so we heard from Jordy it was free, and we were like, okay. More. I was just got out of cooking school. I'd been working in a women's shelter, and Morrow had been playing in a band for a long time, a touring band, and we were like, oh, we can't let another venue go. Because also at that time, you had to pay to play. Like, all the small venues, there was some kind of charge to play. And we were like, why can't we just make a venue? I'll run a cafe and we'll take over. But we really didn't know what the heck we were doing, you know? We had a credit card that Morrow got when he was working at Loblaws. And
children,
yeah,
turn off your radio.
So, yeah, from humble beginnings, well, to what it is today. But when you started the Swoney, like the festival itself,
it was just like,
I mean, for me, it's always been like weird and beautiful music and highly experimental, but all over the map, so many different kinds, from being very punk to free jazz to like very inclusive, diverse programming. How did you see it initially, and like how would you say it's evolved over time when you curate it and choose the people you want to play?
Right. Well, for sure, that is, I got to give props 100% to my folks, who, you know, I grew up in a certain generation, and they were music lovers from Detroit. So they grew up, they gave me Motown, they gave me all the 60s music. My dad played John Coltrane as soon as I came out of the womb, you know, like. And then the punk is my youth, and Morrow's youth, that's our youth. That's what we, you know, fell in love and connected on, was that Billy Bragg, you know, too. So there's folk, there's the political music in there. Both the reason my whole family's in Canada is because my dad was a conscientious objector to the Vietnam War. So I grew up going to marches. That's just where I was, carrying a placard. So
what? Where did that come from? What about your mom?
This is deep. Let's go deep. My
you
mom.
You don't have to go that deep. But musically, what?
Musically, I'd say, 100%. She was the best dressed hippie in Detroit. She was going to the Grand E Ballroom to see Jimi Hendrix, you know? She was fabulous. My dad made a pair of knee-high leather boots that he made himself, you know, with fringes on the side. And they were seeing the MC5, like all of that came from both of them too, you know? They grew up in a musical time, like the era that they grew up was like some of the best music on the planet. And the place they lived was just pumping that out, you know?
So they were blessed. That's why I named my child Detroit, frankly. Yeah. Tried to just catch that high.
Yeah. And 100%, I mean, reason we named it the Casa del Popolo in the first place, the House of the People, was totally, again, I credit my dad with that. When I was a kid in Toronto, he ran the Communist Party bookstore. Like, that kind of mentality, like making it free for the artist to play, making sure the beer was never over a certain price, hopefully trying to pay our employees a decent wage. But, you know, times are hard. It's hard to work within capitalism, I think. Oh. And especially when you're trying to do something that's about creativity and stuff, like a music festival or music venues, but at the same time you have to work within the confines of like selling beer and granting systems and
making it happen.
Yeah.
Louise, what about you? You've been on the board of Swoney for a while, and you've also been, you've got deep roots in Montreal music alternative community. What's your impression of the festival? What does it mean to you, and have you seen it change?
Well, I am a very good audience member. What I would say is that I had a very kind of confined music palette and holded it true to my identity, you know? And so, and was a total snob about all of that. But then...
What was the palette?
Well, punk rock, of course.
Obvi.
And, I mean, you know, rock, very... You know, don't talk to me about folk or don't talk to me about certain genres of music. And then I was exposed to experimental music or, I guess, rebellion in with different sounds. And I felt like the Swoney palette was something like I aspired to ingest, you know. I felt I was not worthy and that my knowledge was limited, and it just kind of like made me hungry and you know, I just ate it all up. So I am always curious about how that kind of like broad big ears happened, and you explained it quite well, actually.
I think it's also like the music that I'm drawn to, or that I think the other people who are part of the Casa itself in the era, because it's like, this is like Detroit was for my dad. I feel like Montreal was for a lot of people in Canada, came here to make music. Mm-hmm. And in the era that when we started, Montreal was really affordable place. It was a city you could live in as an artist. I mean, this has all been in canon already. But because of that, so many interesting and far out things were happening like all over the place when Casa opened. In all parts of the city, you know, and it was a really dynamic and exciting time. Just the people in this room right now, I can remember seeing at so many different places doing really... Can I swear on the radio?
You can.
Can or can't?
Can, C-A-N. This is the mask on radio era that we're dealing with.
Sign language.
Okay. I mean, within reason.
Okay, really freaking good stuff, the people in this room, you know, like... I think when I started being inspired and listening to the music too, I always wanted music. I like how the free jazz describes itself as liberation music. So it's music that's taking you someplace else or transporting you, which can happen in any music. I mean, it can happen in a Beyonce song. It can happen in a reggae song. Like it can happen. Like it's not the style of music. It's the message or the, like you're saying, the feeling behind the music. And so I think when I listen to music, I'm definitely drawn to stuff that's, you know, challenging or it can even be irritating sometimes. Like, you guys have heard Borbetto Magus? Like, that shit?
Some of my favorite music I've despised on first
I know.
Yeah. I mean, it challenges you as an audience member. It challenges your notions. It pushes you out of your comfort zone a lot of times.
Yeah. And also the radio was parallel to that experience for me. And being like exposed to just like so much diversity in terms of genre and taste, and you know, it was so educational. So it was, you know, there was just a sense of like possibility and DIY spirit and
DIY.
do you or it yourself?
Well, that was it too. Like people were
do coming. Your it.
I'll do my it.
That's the whole new approach and aesthetic right there.
Alex, what about you? You've played in so many bands and so many musical projects, and you've played Swoney so many times over the years. What has that festival meant for you as a performer?
A lot, actually. You know, it's always been, it's always been one of the better paying gigs you can get making weird music, that's for sure. It's always been, you know, I've always felt accepted in the space. I've always felt like it sounds good and that I'm, you know, surrounded by people that care, which is not easy actually to, you know, the structure of a venue is not, even though people are there to see you play, it's the venue itself is not usually not made for, like, it's not designed specific. It's designed to sell beer, really, even though there's a stage that's kind of the central focus. But So that was, as a musician, that was always something that was like hugely appreciated. But then there's like the diversity of everything that was going on in the programming was always totally amazing and fascinating, and stuff that like people hadn't. One of the things that like Kiva and Moro were doing was like bringing stuff to Canadian cities that no one else was bringing to Canadian cities. Because I mean, I grew up in Ottawa, and I lived in Toronto a bit before moving, and it was really hard to come across this kind of stuff, you know. So that was really game changing, you know. Canadians are like fairly conservative, even the weird far out ones, and so people didn't want to take risks, I think, to, you know, to bring up, you know, lesser known free jazz musicians and people like Bourmbet Omagus or whatever it is, you know.
I think we weirded the scene, though. I think we definitely, like, now some of this stuff is just not, you know, like, it's not as radical as here as it was 20 years ago, you know?
Yeah, that blows my mind, but it's true.
A lot of these people who play Swoney now can play other big festivals.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Backwash just went from the Mart, like right there, couldn't get gigs, to like now winning the Polaris Prize, yeah. You know? So that feels good to know that
you changed the game.
Things are reverberating, you know? Mm-hmm. And that, you know, when you make music that speaks from your real heart. And like, I think that's one of the things, like, one of the most influential things I think I saw at Swoney was when Milford Graves did his talk, and we showed that movie about his, like, I can't even describe his heart machine. Yeah. Alex, can you describe that thing?
Not really. I mean, it, gosh.
He plays the rhythms of the heart in some, like a drummer, in some crazy, beautiful ways. And he's hooked himself up to all these machines. And then he ended up getting sick in his heart and tried to heal himself with the music. And this year has been crazy for me, guys. You know, I think COVID has been crazy for everybody too, you know, like this past few years, like the whole world has lived in trauma. And there's been like this global depression in some ways. And I think definitely this year's festival, I went and I listened to all the music and in a row, and everything at this festival, I was realizing like is either dealing with depression or anxiety or isolation or paranoia in some way, but a lot of the music is actually joyful or
ascending.
Yeah, so it's like transformative or transcendental or all these things that people use. But that's why I'm super stoked to get this music out to everybody. Should we play a song?
Yeah, well, yeah. So speaking of the music, we opened up with Nation Time by Joe McPhee, who's performed at the first Swoney ever and is also opening up this year. And Joe is one of the more elder statesmen of the...
83.
Amazing. Amazing. And someone, you know, if you haven't seen him live, like,
yes, sir, you already know what it is.
What it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the city of Montreal or worldwide, if you're tuned in online, my name is Jason Alexander, and you're tuned in to CKUT 90.3 with THT Entertainment Productions. This is Whose Vibe Is It Anyways, and this week is the World Skip Edition. I have with me none other than my man, DJ Rossi Ross, and Colin Hassel on the drums as well.
As well in the studio on another beautiful Montreal afternoon. What is good, everybody? THT family. How y'all feeling out there? I'm inside and feeling fine. It's sunny out the window, at least where we are. Anyway, that doesn't matter. We're having a great time here today. We are here, as per usual, to bring you the tunes. Whose vibe is it anyway? I don't know. It's all over the world today because this is the World Skip Edition. We've got that guy, Mims, our man from the other side of the ocean in Nigeria, coming at you with Property. Once again, we're going to hit you with that a little later on. For now, listen, we're talking your ear off. Back to the tunes.
Word, we got some Afro vibes to kick it off with. Starting up next, Aya Nakamura with Kobin.
Comme ça,
c'est toujours comme ça.
faute. Pas une, tu ne mets ça, je ne sais trop. Qu'est-ce qu'ils foutent ensemble, il est pas bon. On va dire qu'il a géré une michto. Blabla des blabla des blabla. Ça parle pour rien. Blabla des blabla des blabla. Ça parle pour rien. Elle a l'air plus belle sur les photos. Pas une thune, mais ça joue les ciscos. Qu'est-ce qu'ils foutent ensemble, il est pas bon. On va dire qu'il a géré une michto. Blabla des blabla des blabla. Ça parle pour rien. Hey. Blabla des blabla des blabla. Hey. Ça parle pour rien. Hey. C'est toujours comme ça,
et tu sais.
C'est toujours comme ça,
c'est comme ça, comme
ça. C'est toujours comme ça,
et tu sais.
C'est toujours comme ça,
comme ça, comme ça.
C'est toujours comme ça,
et tu sais bien.
C'est toujours comme
ça, comme ça, comme ça.
C'est toujours comme ça,
et tu sais.
C'est toujours comme ça.
Tu fais, on se croit joli dans tes yeux, je me dis que tu le fais exprès. Maintenant ose me dire que je me trompe.
J'ai l'impression que tu cherches quelque chose. Regarde-moi, c'est à toi que je cause. Je répondrais volontiers seulement si je pouvais m'exprimer. Dis-moi ce que j'ai fait, on ne revient pas en arrière. J'ai fait 10 pas vers toi, tu n'as pas su lire sur mes lèvres.
Non, assieds-toi, calme-toi. J'ai eu ce que je voulais, mais je n'ai rien ressenti. Je ne voulais pas que tu saches, je voulais pas que tu fasses. Je suis pas ton ennemi.
Non, assieds-toi, calme-toi. J'ai eu ce que je voulais, mais je n'ai rien ressenti. Je ne voulais pas que tu le saches, je voulais pas que tu le fasses. Je ne suis pas ton ennemi.
Essayons d'inverser les rôles, histoire de voir comment tu t'en sortirais. Au début, tu trouverais ça trop, mais tu finirais par t'emporter.
J'ai l'impression que tu cherches quelque chose. Regarde-moi, c'est à toi que je cause. Je répondrais volontiers seulement si je pouvais m'exprimer.
Dis-moi qu'au fond de toi, tu n'y as jamais pensé.
J'ai fait 10 pas vers toi, tu n'as pas su lire sur mes lèvres. Non, assieds-toi, calme-toi. J'ai eu ce que je voulais, mais je n'ai rien ressenti. Je ne voulais pas que tu le saches, je voulais pas que tu le fasses. Je ne suis pas ton ennemi.
Non, assieds-toi.
J'essaierai d'arranger les choses. Tu me diras qu'on faisait une pause. J'espérais qu'on serait en phase. Je voulais pas que tu le saches. Je voulais pas que tu te fâches.
J'essaierai d'arranger les choses. Tu me diras qu'on faisait une pause. J'espérais qu'on serait en phase. Je voulais pas que tu le saches. Je voulais pas que tu te fâches. Non, non,
non. J'ai eu ce que je voulais, mais je n'ai rien ressenti. Je ne voulais pas que tu le saches, je voulais pas que tu te fâches. Je ne suis pas ton ennemi.
Assieds-toi, calme-toi. J'ai eu ce que je voulais, mais je n'ai rien ressenti. Je ne voulais pas que tu le saches, je voulais pas que tu te fâches. Je ne suis pas ton ennemi.
Tu m'as répondu, viens chez mamie. Et maintenant tu me blâmes. a ma fusil aïe, aïe, aïe. Moi j'en a ma fusil aïe, aïe, aïe. Moi j'en a ma fusil aïe, aïe, aïe. Moi j'en a ma fusil aïe.
CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. Of course, this is THT Entertainment back in the building. Once again, having a lovely Monday here on the airwaves at 90.3. That is CKUT. Special love and shout out to all of our friends over at CKUT for continuing to allow us this wonderful opportunity to connect with the beautiful city of Montreal. Listen, my name is Colin Hassel. Across the room from me, as per usual, Jason Alexander. You will, of course, be hearing from DJ Rossi Ross on the ones and twos a little later on. Listen, we can't give you that right away. I don't want to know what would happen if we just like let that slip out the gate. I don't know. You got to build up to it, right?
You got to wait on it.
You know, Jason, what are you saying? How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, man. We just have to reiterate, you got to wait on it. We can't hit him with the DJ Rossi Ross mix too early because we got to prepare you with a combination of excellent tunes consisting of the best Canadian content you've never heard of. And if you want to contribute to that collection of tracks that hit CKUT every Monday in the month of June, you got to hit us up at THT Entertainment on Instagram, where we are touching base with the community, you know what I'm saying, and getting all the best tracks straight from the horse's mouth, the horses being the citizens of Montreal and worldwide. But you know what I'm talking about. We just get into the mix with it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, bro. That's the whole move out here. Listen, there's a lot of really beautiful stuff going on underground, below the surface of the Billboard Top 40. You know, there's just a lot happening, and we want to dig into that. We want to help Montreal and be helped by the people of Montreal involved in those scenes to help us dig into those scenes. You know, there's so much cool, man, like some of the coolest stuff I've ever seen is from bands that I've never heard of before at venues that I've never been to before. It's the coolest thing. You never know, you know, that's the beauty of a city like Montreal. There's always something happening somewhere in the live music realm. You know, if a bar's open, there's probably one that's got some tunes going on, right? You know,
yes, sir. And Montreal has really been holding down a lot of cool boom bap hip hop, and we've been blessed to touch base with some cool individuals putting in work all around the city. Shout out to Same On Show. They're putting out dope ciphers every single week. You got to hit them up Same On Show on Instagram because those guys are dope. Look, we don't want to waste y'all time because we know that y'all are here for the tunes. We're getting into some French hip hop, kicking it off with Yannick, Ce Soiré Là. Let's get it.
Que tous ceux qui sont dans la vibe,
lève-toi.
Que toutes celles qui sont dans la vibe,
lève-toi.
Que ceux qui sont assis se lèvent,
suive pas.
Allez maintenant on y va. Ces soirées-là, avant même qu'elles aient commencé, on est déjà dans l'ambiance. À peine entré sur la piste, on lâche nos derniers pas. Avec bien plus de cibles que Travolta. Pas le temps de souffler, dans la foule on part en reconnaissance. C'est la seule chose à laquelle on pense. Chacun fait son numéro pour en avoir un. Vu qu'entrer sans rien, pas moyen.
Ces soirées-là, toi-même tu sais pourquoi,
ouais, ouais.
Pour qu'on finisse ensemble toi et moi.
C'est pour ça
qu'on aime tous ces soirées-là.
Jusqu'à l'eau, on les aime jusqu'à l'eau, bébé. Dans ces soirées-là, tout le monde dansait, même le DJ. Après un tour au bar, on a mis l'ambiance obligée. Nos vestes, nos chemises en l'air, on faisait voltiger,
hey.
Faisait les gars, faisait les go dans la ronde. C'est là que sur elle je suis tombé, elle est si, j'en suis resté bouche bée. En temps normal abordé, j'aurais pas osé, mais tout est permis dans
ces soirées-là. On brave, on branche, toi-même tu sais pourquoi.
Ouais, ouais.
Pour qu'on finisse ensemble, toi et moi.
C'est pour ça
qu'on aime tous ces soirées-là.
Jusqu'à l'eau, on les aime jusqu'à l'eau. Elles sont toutes bonnes à croquer, mais c'est sur elles que j'ai craqué. Que mon jean allait craquer quand mes yeux sur elles se sont braqués. Bon là, elle est seule, je fais quoi, je vais lui parler. Non, vaut mieux que je me calme avant d'y aller.
Mais qu'est-ce qu'il attend pour venir me voir?
Bon, j'y vais, sinon, je vais encore le regretter.
Ah, enfin, c'est décidé, peut-être que ce soir.
T'inquiète, la soirée ne fait que commencer.
Cette soirée-là,
jusqu'à l'eau, bébé. Que tous ceux qui sont dans la vibe,
lève-toi.
Que toutes celles qui sont
sont dans la vibe.
Lève-toi.
Que tout le monde main dans la main.
Suivez pas.
Allez maintenant tous ensemble. En haut. En bas.
À gauche. À droite. En haut. En bas. À gauche. À droite.
Cette soirée-là.
Ça dit quoi le sang? On se pète à quelle heure?
À quelle heure?
Je suis dans le 12ème, je fais partir des 12. Boss comme un boss, boss comme un boss. Je suis avec la poisse, pousse, fais la passe. J'ai des tic-tac, j'arrive en tac-tac. Hier j'étais dans le bus, pourtant j'ai grave du buzz. J'attends ma SACEM pour l'instant les soucis. Elles veulent tout sucer depuis la salsa.
Ouh, ma way. D'autres clopes en terre de salade. Sur Paname, je me balade. Je me resserre et je pense à toi. Ouh, ma way. D'autres clopes en terre de salade. Sur Paname, je me balade. Je me resserre et je pense à toi.
Je suis dans le bas, t'en fais un aqua. Je suis pompette et j'en pense à toi. Là, je suis dans l'espace. Là, je suis dans l'espace. Et après, tu me resserres à moi. Et après, je te resserre à toi. Là, je suis dans l'espace. Là, je suis dans l'espace.
La gueule de est ramenée sous bonne escorte. Elle est bonne et forte, ouais. T'as ma parole d'escroc. Reste l'enfoiré, Carlos Gambi au micro. Je vais tout baiser comme les événements de récemment. Chef d'établissement dans l'appartement. On connaît le maniement de l'armement. Manuellement, automatiquement. Probablement PDG du bâtiment.
Oh ma wife. Deux, trois clopes, un tarte de salade. Sur Paname, je me balade. Je me resserre et je pense à toi. Oh ma wife. Deux, trois clopes, un tarte de salade. Sur Paname, je me balade. Je me resserre et je pense à toi.
Je suis dans le bat, t'en fais un à quoi. Je suis pompette et j'en pense à toi. Là, je suis dans l'espace. Là, je suis dans l'espace. Et après, tu me resserres à moi. Et après, je te resserre à toi. Là, je suis dans l'espace. Là, je suis dans l'espace.
Manuellement, automatiquement.
Boss comme un boss, boss comme un boss.
Manuellement, automatiquement.
Boss comme un boss, boss comme un boss.
Manuellement, automatiquement.
Boss comme un boss, boss comme un boss.
Manuellement, automatiquement.
Boss comme un boss, boss comme un boss.
Je suis dans le bat, t'en fais un à quoi. Je suis pompette et j'en pense à toi. Là, je suis dans l'espace. Là, je suis dans l'espace. Et après, tu me resserres à moi. Et après, je te resserre à toi. Là, je suis dans l'espace. Là, je suis dans l'espace.
Habibi, habibi, je pense à toi toute l'année.
लो सारी बोतल दे सकी होया बियर टकीला शॉट लगा के सारे आज मेरे नियर ओ माय डियर बात है ये क्लियर गट गट पी के लगा लो कप गेयर बोलो सारी बोतल दे सकी होया बियर टकीला शॉट लगा के सारे आज मेरे नियर ओ माय डियर बात है ये क्लियर गट गट पी के लगा लो टॉप गेयर पुट शो ड्रिंक्स इन द एयर एवरीबॉडी Cheers, I just saw the hook is set. They look at the back, the model back, the back, the good. Not just saw the hook is set. They look at the back, the model back, the back, the good. Not just saw the hook is set. They look at the back. Champagne, rainfall, pagal pan ka mahol. Hello, party in the tall, give me your alcohol. Chadgi daru sir se upar sare ban gaye manjuli ka sar kuma kuma ke naache dinka 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 dinka. आज नशे में रहने दो जी दारू को बहने दो जी इस पहाड़ी के मौसम में हम चिटली होके ये कहने दो जी फ्लोर पे आओ शर्त लगाओ टूटल टूट टूटल टूट होकर चिल्ला Celebration is everywhere. Nobody stops, yo. Nobody cares. So put your drinks in the air. Everybody, cheers! Na to sare hoke set, dil ka ke back tomorrow back pe back. Na to sare hoke set, dil ka ke back tomorrow back pe back. Na to sare hoke set, dil ka ke back.
Hi. Have you been going through it lately? Have you not been hearing the tunes that you've been looking to hear? And you've been wondering, where is the music that's going to get me through this tough time? The people have answered. And it's with THT Entertainment. How you guys do? I had to mess around, man.
I can't believe they're still letting us do this.
Yeah, I swear to God, man. They said, yo... If you guys want to do a radio show, we'll let it happen. I'm like, you guys are idiots. Like,
no, not at all. Seriously, CKUT, like, shout out. We kid. We joke. We're so grateful for this opportunity. Like, thank you so much.
That yeah,
so
we got to cover both bases of the joke. I
we can't just go saying flagrant junk on the air.
You guys are idiots. We don't even play that. Hey, look, shout outs to CKUT 90.3. And, of course, everybody who's tuned in right now. This is Whose Vibe Is It Anyways by way of THTENT. P-R-O-D. Look, my name is Jason Alexander, and I have the pleasure of hitting the studio every week with my man Colin Hass on the drums and DJ Rossi Ross, who you may not know, all of us are avid basketball fans. I don't know if you guys are tuned in with the playoffs right now, but it is a blood sport. First of all, the Celtics, right, beating the Nets, and... making it all the way to the conference finals against Miami was not something a lot of people predicted.
No.
But Miami is cooking, man.
Bro, that's Miami is cooking. That's what I'm saying. Listen, I like before I moved up here to Toronto, and you know, obviously de facto a Raptors fan, like you gotta be. I love Toronto. I love right. the Raptors. It's a great vibe, you know, around Raptors experiences. Living here when they won the championship after being here for like 3 or 4 years, it was so, so surreal. But living out in Nova Scotia, I was a Miami Heat fan, you know, since like the Shaq Alonzo morning times kind of deal, right? So, you know, it's dope to see the guys out there doing some work. You know, Kyle Lowry, former Raptor himself, Eric Spoelstra, one of the all-time great coaches, irrefutably.
Right.
You know, they're crushing it out there. And like I saw something cool today on IG that I guess Gary Payton was talking about what it really is, this whole Heat culture everybody talks about, right? It's like one of those few franchises in the league that carries this confidence and decorum at the same time.
Integrity,
exactly. But I think it goes a little deeper than that. You know what I mean? It's the way they hold themselves even in losing seasons, right? That's it's not winning is how you win, is what Gary Payton said. It's like, that's absolutely so true. They're a class act every time, and it's good to see them crush it if the Raptors can't do it, you know?
Right. The Miami Heat gets it out the mud. But I can say, man, they got their hands full with the Boston Celtics because, you know, if you look at the journey that Miami took to get to the conference finals, no disrespect to them, mm-hmm. and the journey that Boston took, Boston's coming in way more battle-tested just by way of the opponents.
Absolutely.
They had,
they're running right out of the dogyard there, man. Like, right. Like, what, did they blow out Miami by like 25 the other night? Marcus Smart had almost a triple-double with 9 rebounds, I think. It was like 24, 12 assists, 9 rebounds or something like that, right? You can't stop that guy. He's like the next evolution of Patrick Beverley, you know what I mean? He's just a dog. And you know that.
If Patrick Beverley could reliably run the offense...
Evolution, right?
Yeah, like, smart. But like, look, like the Celtics had to go through MVPs to get there. Like Kevin Durant, that's an MVP. Mm-hmm. You don't just beat Kevin Durant 4 games in a row. Like Giannis is an MVP. Like you can't just beat Giannis and the Bucks like handedly like that. They went through mm-hmm. MVPs to get there. So
Coaching again, right? Brad Stevens, man, has been really, really coming into his own as a coach since going to the Celtics.
Well, Brad Stevens is no longer the coach. It's actually Ime Udoka. He's the...
Oh.
Right, Ime Udoka.
Oh! Yeah. So goes to show how much Celtics ball I've been watching this season.
Yeah,
damn, wow.
See, he dipped and went to GM. So he's the GM now, which is why you kind of still see his name connected with the team. But Ime Udoka is the coach of the Celtics right now. And
crazy.
Yeah, they're giving him his props because
he had clearly deserving.
Yeah, because he had the Celtics really find an identity on defense, and that was what enabled them to, you know, come to the table with that kind of offense. Mm-hmm. On the West side, though, we got the Warriors and the Mavericks, and that has been looking crazy. I think it's 2-0 for the Warriors right now at the time of this recording. They might have had another game tonight. I might have missed that, but...
No, I think they're playing tonight. Yeah, they're playing it like... Yeah, at the time of recording this, they're playing tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry, so, Montreal. We're a little behind the times here on the technological side of things. But yeah, man, like, it's surprising to me to see Dallas go down like that because of how they finished against Phoenix, right? Like, Chris Paul just, I think, just has an unlucky streak. I don't know, maybe Devin Booker's got the Kardashian curse.
Oh, no!
You know, it's... Anyway, to see them go down like that... After a series like they had against Phoenix is definitely almost shocking, I would say, because, you know, Luka's poised as a player. He's a young man, but he's been playing against grown-ass men for a long time, right?
Right, and it just goes to show, like one man can't always make the difference maker. Like, for me, when I understood that Dallas and Golden State was the matchup, I was like, yeah, Golden State's got the weapons in a row. You've got Andrew Wiggins, you've got Jordan Poole, you've got Otto Porter Jr., who was once a franchise piece on another team when he was with the Wizards, you know what I mean? It was Otto Porter, Bradley Beal, and John Wall. They were the guys. Like, they were the guys for the Wizards. So, and those aren't even the main guys that I've talked about, like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I looked at the spread and I said to myself, hey, nah, they definitely... got that locked up. Look, we actually went on a tangent about basketball.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, man.
We love it so much. So if you guys want to hear us talk about ball some more, the season's almost done, so you got to let us know right now, pretty much. But
drop it in the comments below. You know, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button.
You know what I'm
saying? We'll talk about whatever you want. Listen, the way to get us to talk about this more, if you want to, is to hit us up on Instagram at THT Entertainment. Just let us know what's good. Listen, we all always love connecting with people, you know?
Yo, 100%. But as you know, this is the World Skip the Beat session, so we can't go too long without talking about the music. This next artist we've actually had as a featured artist of the week before, but we want to continue to show him love. We're going to start things off with Diego MX with Passion. I don't even know if that's how you say it in Spanish, but listen to the track anyways.
It makes sense, right? Yeah, Diego, fuck it. Works good.
Estoy haciendo estos flows desde el cuarto, siempre homes. Tengo on el micrófono, te aseguro no es pachón. Estoy haciendo estos flows desde el cuarto, siempre homes. Tengo on el micrófono, te aseguro no es pachón.
Noches frías y calientes, pero no hay pedo porque tengo algo de aguardiente y algo que te explota la fucking mente. Desde otra perspectiva es diferente, música que no todo mundo entiende. Recibo apoyo de mi propia gente. México y Canadá es
está presente. Pasión y arte desde zonas diferentes. Sí, slow, haciendo flows, compartiendo inspiración. After in the house, you know this is the big song. Sí, slow, haciendo flows, compartiendo inspiración. After in the house, you know this is the big song. Estoy haciendo estos flows desde el cuarto, siempre home. Tengo on el micrófono, te aseguro no es pachón. Estoy haciendo estos flows desde el cuarto, siempre home. Tengo on el micrófono, te aseguro no es pachón.
Estoy haciendo flow a mi estilo bien slow, haciéndolo me gusta combinado con un poco de dembow. They call me the big boss, bebiendo un poco de merlot y solo tengo 22. Cuando escuchan esta voz mojan el calzón. Vamos subiendo posición, escalón con escalón. Ponga mucha atención, mexicano y con pasión. Los dos estamos en acción, nadie nos baja del avión. Voy caminando al camellón, voy saliendo del millón. Cantando y haciendo show de una nueva dimensión. Estamos en televisión, no hablamos de la educación. La gente queda en tensión, entonando mi canción. Aplaudiendo mi actuación, en el pecho mi nación. Dedicada con my love, pásame ese microphone. Que esta noche la hago mía, hasta que esto quede en off. Watcha este papelón, estoy sentado en el sillón. Diego y yo en el balcón.
Estoy haciendo estos flows desde el cuarto, siempre home. Tengo on el micrófono, te aseguro no es pachón. Estoy haciendo estos flows desde el cuarto, siempre home. Tengo on el micrófono, te aseguro no es pachón.
Diego MX, Mexican Eagles en la casa. Es el Jose MX, Mexican Eagle. Esto no es pachón, bro. Yeah.
Est-ce que c'est parce que je t'aimais comme un malade? J'ai planifié sur une vie, pas sur 10 ans. J'suis pas là pour la frime, j'ai misé sur la gang. J'ai présenté ma mère, mon père tout de suite fut fan de toi. Pour toi, j'ai fermé la porte à toutes ces femmes qui voulaient de moi. Ah, allô, allô, chérie. Mais je suis tombé assis à côté de moi dans la voiture. En 4 heures de route, elle m'avait fait succomber. Elle semblait seule et perdue dans la nature. Galice à l'époque, je ne comptais faire qu'une bouchée. Pas d'histoire d'amour, je t'aurais juste touché. Touché, coulé. Ensuite, changer la couverture. Mais dans mon cœur, t'avais une ouverture. Dans ton regard, j'y ai cru voir mon salut. Donc je t'ai montré plus que la couverture. Mais tout compte fait, j'aurais dû faire mon salut. De toi, pour toi, j'ai fermé la porte à toutes ces femmes qui voulaient de moi. Allô, allô, chérie. Avancer, le seul cheminement possible, sans cesse. J'ai trimé, j'ai ramé, j'ai recousu mon cœur. J'ai compris la douleur et je me suis relevé. Y'a plus de bébé, t'es où? La porte s'est refermée. Mais dans le temps est passé, mon cœur en a eu assez. J'ai grandi de mes pensées, avancé, un seul cheminement possible.